Proclamation number 4793 of 6th of December, 1949. Decay of Earthly Goods. Giant steps towards the end. The end is approaching with giant strides, and if you knew how close it is, you would spend all your time for your souls, if you even believe in the soul's life after death. Yet you still turn your eyes to the world, that is, everything earthly still moves your mind too much, and you take care of your physical well-being where the soul needs your care much more. You don't really believe in the end yet, and that is what makes your spiritual striving weaken. You still doubt the truth of my word, and therefore you are not quite suitable for spreading my word as long as the world still holds you captive. But the world's goods are not permanent. Let these words pass through your mind, for you will very soon experience the confirmation. You will very soon see earthly possessions deteriorate and realize how futile the world is, and thus the worldly people also enjoy their possessions. But you, who want to be my servants, detach yourselves in your heart from everything that belongs to the world. Look upwards more and more often and desire spiritual goods, for they alone are enduring. And anyone who possesses spiritual goods need not fear earthly decay. His wealth cannot be taken from him even though he loses everything on earth. Therefore, try to increase your spiritual wealth. Don't worry about earthly needs. Start the day with thoughts of me and also end it like that, and often have a conversation with me, who can distribute spiritual wealth to you and also sustain your earthly life. How many worries do you cause yourselves unnecessarily, which I can and will remedy if only you believe in my love? I will give you the evidence of what I announce to you, and then you will remember the unused opportunities you let pass by because of your weak faith. Only take care of your souls and thereby make yourselves my charges, whose bodily worries I take over. Don't pay attention to the world, for it keeps you from spiritual striving, it deprives you of the strength for spiritual work, it withdraws you who have already partly overcome matter. Don't let yourselves be taken captive by the world, for it will soon have ceased to exist for the people of the present time, and what will come after that is determined by you yourselves through your will. Direct your senses spiritually, lift your eyes to me and prepare yourselves for a great experience which will come as surely as one day follows another. Soon, very soon, the end will come. But before that I will still show myself to those who want to believe, and I will speak to everyone in serious language so that they will reflect and prepare themselves for the end which will follow very soon. Amen.